I'm Chris.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Alex.
And Dan is officially kicked off the Wood Glue
Dads. He is a goofy guy. Don't kick him off, because that's what he wants.
Oh, yeah. You're here for life. You're in. You're a Wood Glue Dad for life. No getting away from us now.
Ka-chow.
Travis had his chance, but now he's trapped.
I don't show up for you all. I show up for the Woodies.
Yeah, for the Woodies.
Especially Michigan, man.
Yeah, I think we all did it for the Woodies.
I've seen he's been listening again.
Michigan, yes.
Is he back?
Yeah. Welcome back, my man.
Must have been on vacation for the
Michigan
summer.
Michigan, man.
We did get a new fan, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Who's, spoiler alert, can you say who it is?
Is it your dog?
No, she hates it. No, my mom discovered the podcast and is now a listener.
Oh, well, hi, Travis's mom.
Hi, mom.
Like we should do an honorary segment. This is a slight pivot. It was not in the scheduled agenda. It was not in the pre-podcast notes that I faxed out to everyone that you guys failed to read. So let's kick it over to Travis. Give me one of your most memorable mom moments.
Favorite and worst.
No, not worst.
Whoa.
No, we take it easy on our new listener here. Just pull something that jumps out at you. Just go like that. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
When I was probably like 12, my mom and I did a trip to Seattle together, just the two of us.
Oh.
And I remember that being a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Do you have siblings? Should I know this? Does he have siblings?
No.
No siblings?
I have a brother.
Oh, okay. Chris. Okay. But that would be cool though. So you had a brother, mm-hmm. and obviously, so you were able to just the two of you, just like a fun trip. Mm-hmm. You guys are just like, boom, boom. Did she approach you with this, or did you like, she's like, hey, we're just going to make a cruise to Seattle.
I don't remember why we went. And we might have stopped and saw family on the way back.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
So that's kind of made me think of something, a rabbit hole. We haven't done any reviews on the... I don't think nobody reviews us anymore. Maybe that's why we haven't stopped.
Well, I'll look it up while you guys talk.
The any Apple reviews? Apple reviews. Remember for a hot second?
I don't think we've gotten any reviews.
For a hot second, Dan was reading them to us.
Yeah. We haven't got any new reviews.
You know, it's cool.
Okay, look that up, Dan, while we're talking about.
So what's our first real topic tonight?
Well, you know what? Sir? It's actually one of my favorite segments. It's called a fan question.
Ooh. Tonight's episode is all going to be about fan questions, isn't it?
Hold on. This is important news here.
This is dedicated to the fans.
We have a 4.9 out of 5 rating.
Because of Alex's dad.
On. Yeah.
What did your dad rate us?
So on, we've got 18 ratings. We have.
Wow. That's not even one per episode.
I don't know the math here, but I believe it's out of the 18, probably 16 are fives, and there's 2 4-star ratings.
Okay.
One of which is Alex's dad.
He doesn't do Apple.
But
that's impressive.
Does 18. He know there's 5 stars?
Yeah.
Does he know what the stars are?
You know, we haven't had a review since March 25th.
January, April, May, June, July. That's 5 months.
Well, by the time this is airing, it's 6.
6 months. Wait, it's still September, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
this should be a call to the Woodies to send us some reviews. Let us know that you like what you're hearing.
Yeah. If you don't like us, give us 5 stars anyways.
And like and share our Facebook page.
Michigan, yeah. Man, we want to hear from you.
We know you're out there.
Maybe our Facebook page is full of pocket butter memes.
Nobody posts anything on our Facebook
page. I don't know how
to do.
Work.
It's all about pocket butter.
Speaking of pocket butter, have you had any pocket butter this week?
Yeah, when is the last time you had a pocket butter?
I have not had it in a while.
My wife's been ordering Panera to be delivered to her office every other day, it seems like. And she's a little disappointed that she can't just, like, she's a little embarrassed to ask the delivery guy to put some butter in his pocket. Because by the time he gets to the school, it'd be nice and melted. And she's a little embarrassed.
Last time we went to Panera, we all got chips just because we didn't know how to deal with the whole butter
smart
pocket thing.
That's smart.
I bet you were pretty unsatisfied when you had that bag of chips. Hey.
Did you crush them up and put them in your pocket?
Ooh, pocket chips.
Pocket chips.
Mm-hmm. That's not even. Mm-hmm. Anyways, back to our fan question. So
we're getting like 4 tangents.
I don't know where this fan question came from, but one of the loyal fans out there. We love fan questions, by the way. So if you got any questions you want us to cover, feel free to throw it out there on the interwebs. So we've got, I don't know what order we'll start in here, but what is your biggest strength and biggest weakness in woodworking?
Woodworking.
So what are you good at? What are you bad at? And we'll start with Travis.
I know the bad one right off the top of my head. I'm really bad at getting started.
Yeah, that feels really bad about
pulling the trigger and getting going.
That seems on brand. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I'm still waiting to see that little library.
It's coming.
Nah, I don't care about the workbench. I just want the kids to be able to read. And right now, there's kids.
It's all hinging on me. All these illiterate kids out there.
There's kids out there in your neighborhood that are not reading.
They come up to the lawn and they're like, I feel like
they decide to do drugs instead or something.
Getting more and more literate day by day.
Yeah. Okay. So getting started, you just gotta get into the process. What are you good at? What do you like? What do you fancy as your expertise?
Oh my God. I don't feel like I'm good at anything.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
I mean, you don't have to be.
That's his strength, is he knows
what you know what you're not good at. That's okay.
Thank you for putting a positive spin on that.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
He's a pretty positive guy, as we know. Okay, Danny, you go next. What are you good at? What are you not?
Almost nothing I'm not good at.
Oh, that sounds about right for you as well. Apparently, from last episode, you're not very good at gluing and putting stuff together.
You're not very good at cleaning?
Fired from the assembly line.
I do get a little bit sloppy with the old
I don't know that your organization's all that well. Your garage is always messy.
The organization's great.
Are you guys going to pile it on?
Hey, the cleanup.
What do we think you're
bad?
The organization's great. It's the cleanup post completion of a project.
Okay, so that could be what you're bad at, cleanup. Bad at cleanup.
I would say good at finding solutions to how to approach certain problems. I get a little creative. Get the old Google.
Yeah, you are a homework. You're a homework kind of guy. Yeah, you do good research.
Yeah.
Danugle.
Yeah.
Chris has got a real creepy grin on his face. Okay, that makes sense. So you're not a fan of cleanup, but you're pretty good at researching, finding solutions to problems. I like it. Problem solver. In the word working spectrum. Christopher Robin.
I feel like Dan.
This is supposed to be about you.
Well, we talked about Travis. Dan's could spend a week looking on Google, figuring out how to do something to do it right. All different ways. Like, I can build a box. These are the 37 different ways I research on how to build a box.
Yeah.
And then you pick the way you want.
But I usually do it like in a night, and then I just jump into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is about you. Don't forget. So, okay. What are you bad at? I couldn't imagine anything. Safety, maybe.
Finishing.
Finishing projects, clearly. Yeah.
That's probably my bad part. Yeah. Yeah. A bad thing that some people would say is that I usually don't have a plan. I just start cutting.
Start going stuff.
Hence the giant piles in his garage of just words.
Yeah, but that could also be more of
like, that's more like I like to. Yeah,
creative.
You're the complete opposite of me.
Yeah.
Where you're so ready to go, you just go.
I just go because I don't want to sit there and think about it too much. If I think about it too much, then I'm not going to do it. It's going to turn out.
You go before you're even ready. You just go.
Yeah. I mean,
I make a pill for that.
Like when I started building a canoe this winter that I haven't finished yet. Like I just like, all right, I'm going to build a canoe. And I started building a canoe. And then I was like halfway done with it. And I'm like, maybe I should see how you actually do this.
Yeah, you're actually supposed to do it for real. That makes sense.
And then you stopped.
Yeah. And then I stopped.
So what are you good at? I feel like you're good at a lot of things. But I know my answer for you, but I don't know what it is. What is your answer for yourself?
What I'm good at? I don't know.
So your creativity.
I can be creative sometimes.
I don't know that I would go creativity, to be honest. I think what you're good at is you're very good at everything. You're good at all, like you have skills and abilities to do, use all the different types of tools without necessarily using it before. You can kind of just pick up a tool and be like, you're pretty good, that which allows you to be creative because you can kind of just jump into a project with no experience and just do something.
Enter the safety asterisk.
I don't even know how to use like half the tools out there.
You just pick it up and start going.
I would say I agree with you. The one thing I've always talked about with Chris is that like the things that he creates, it's like there's a problem and then he just creates a solution to it. You have no idea why he got there or how he got there. It works. It doesn't necessarily look pretty, But it is very functional. It fills the need. And he just comes up with it out of his ass most of the times. It was great.
Yeah, but then it's like, but it's stuff that's pointless.
Like that last week, the whole corn cob.
Bunt piercer. Pan.
Listen, I don't like to cut corn off the cob because it's slippery, and then you're sitting there with a knife and freaking cutting
corn
off.
It's not that bad. I've actually gotten good at it.
When you're doing
so you actually had a reason to build this? Yeah. I kind of thought you just...
Because I don't like cutting corn off
the cob. Yeah, but did you eat the corn that you cut off?
No.
Well, then what was the point of it?
To see if I could do it or not.
Okay.
That's generally how most of my projects go.
That's
like,
fair.
Like,
that's
I wonder fair. If I could do that. Like, or I see a picture or a video on the interwebs, and I'm like, I bet I could do that. That's Dan vibrating. But, yeah, that's like with my sawmill thing. I saw a picture of a sawmill. I'm like, I bet I could build that.
Can we get a sawmill update?
Yeah, it is. I ran it and tested it, but there's no shields on it, and so I haven't cut any wood yet because
it's kind of dangerous.
It's kind of dangerous.
You sent a text a while back that you were going to rebuild it.
Oh yeah, I have all the stuff to rebuild it already.
But why?
Because after I've looked at it for the last 3 months, sitting in the warehouse or in the shop, I'm like, I should have done that different. I should have built that because I didn't follow any plans. I just did it. And now that it's done, I'm like, I could do that better.
So are you going to redo it via a plan? Or
I'm going to put that one on the track that I already built and try it while I'm building a new one.
So you have two sawmills? Or are you going
to
harvest
I'm going to harvest parts off the other one when I get to that point. But I want to try it first and see exactly what I don't like about it so I can change that.
So it's iterations. That sounds...
Yeah. Okay. But nice. So instead of just following plans and doing it right the first time, I am... doing it 3 or 4 times.
It's a iterative project management.
Yeah, but it's like but that way I learn. That way I learn.
Sure, it makes sense.
In theory.
Okay, well, let's see. Next topic.
What about you? What are your...
You can't skip you.
What's your strength?
So I think my strength is that I am not bad at anything, and my weakness is that I'm not good at anything. So I'm just
fully moderate.
I'm pretty mediocre at basically everything. So, but it allows me to do a lot of things.
But you're also willing to like jump in when somebody wants to build a barn, and you're like, all right, let's build this barn.
Yeah, I'm a handy helper.
Trusses and
I'm a handy. I think that's where I'm good. Actually, that might be my strength. I'm a good handy helper. Like I'm a good like when I
jack of all trades.
Yeah, when I was doing construction in Mother high school, Goose. I was not a Mother Goose. They needed some construction. Yeah. I was a really good lackey. I always followed the foreman around. I was his lackey guy. Mm-hmm. So I got really good at like doing that. And then when I was in before high school, junior high, I guess, when I was the lackey guy for the building maintenance guy that I did.
At the lake houses?
Was that at Mother Goose?
That was not Mother Goose.
It was the lake house.
That was pre-lake house.
Pre-lake house?
Yeah, this is when I was in, wow. I was young and my grandpa managed a building and there was a dude that did all the maintenance and he needed a lackey.
And to so crawl in the little holes?
Yeah, okay. So I actually was one of my first like woodworking, construction-y kind of jobs, and I just followed him around all the time. I just did all the stuff that he didn't want to do.
Yeah,
and then we had like coffee breaks every 15 minutes, and so he bought me a soda.
He knows what's up.
He was a super old dude, like just to maintain the building, and he loved his coffee.
Yeah. Okay, another topic that I thought was a pretty good one was from a woody was what is the best concert we've been to?
Oh, I didn't see that on the agenda. Best concert. Sucker. Shoot. I have been to a lot. I went through different... So, like, my parents always used to take me to concerts a lot. Like, a ton of concerts. Like
where? Like, at the all Rose over the place.
Rose Garden. Amphitheater? Nah, like, Rose Garden in different places. Yeah. You know, we'd see, like, all kinds of different... So they always take me, like... They're like, you guys should go to this Eric Clapton concert. I was like, no, I don't want to go to that. I don't know who that is.
That would have been a good one.
You skipped out on the clap?
I would have seen the clap.
Yep. And then... I don't know. So I've been to so many different concerts. Let me ponder. Let's come. Dan, what's your favorite concert?
It's probably the whole experience was we went and saw Brooks and Dunn, but it was up in like Tacoma.
Oh yeah, I definitely have mine
like
now.
10 years ago. And so my wife worked that day and she worked the next morning. At the time her job started at like 5 a.m. And so we went up, we did the concert. Got there just as it was starting, basically. Did the Brooks and Dunn concert. Drove back from Tacoma that night. And we drive for like an hour.
Yuck.
Emergency, or not emergency exit, but you know, off ramp. Do the whole run around. Mm-hmm. Switch seats. Drive for another hour. Just so we could get rest. And we got back at like, I don't know, two or three in the morning, and then she got up and went to work.
Seems like a call.
Brooks and Dunn is pretty good. I saw them too.
It was during their final tour or whatever.
I saw them at the amphitheater in Vancouver or wherever up there.
Mm. Yeah.
They were pretty good.
Nice. I liked them a lot. That'd be good. That'd be good. I remembered mine. It was an Ed Sheeran concert with AMA. Not that long ago, a little while ago. It's not that bad. Why are you guys are all dumb.
Did he sing the Oregon Duck song for you? Did he sing the Oregon song for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
The what?
The song that they always play at the Duck Games.
I don't know. I've never been to a Duck Game, so I don't know.
But it's one of his songs, the Oregon one about coming home or some nonsense.
You've got the right artist.
Isn't he British?
He is, yes. He is.
Why would he say he's about British? Coming to Oregon?
That's a good point.
I
don't know my people.
Yeah, it was at the CenturyLink Field, the place the Seahawks play.
Who's
it was
the guy from Oregon that's a famous singer?
From Oregon, the state or the school?
The state.
Is it Philip Phillips? No.
What?
Is it not Philip Phillips?
Is he from Oregon?
I don't know. It's not Andrew Keys.
Those are Alex Keys.
Get back to me on this. I'm curious now. But no, it was great because I've never been to it. You guys apparently don't like Ed Sheeran, but he did an entire concert by himself, a one-man concert, and it was amazing.
Well, like a cappella?
No, like he just didn't have a band, right? He just was by himself. He has like a foot station where he does like, it's a thing. Look at it. Google it. It's awesome.
We were talking about Oregon, and it made me realize the only time I've been in Autzen was for the Garth Brooks concert, and that was pretty great.
Nice. I heard that was really good. I didn't go. I heard
that's the only time you've been to Autzen?
And will probably be the only time I ever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've been to Austin before, but I hated every minute of it.
yeah, that's the way I felt too. I felt dirty just being there.
Yeah, I felt unclean. Travis, do you ever been to a concert?
Have I ever been to a concert? Yes. My favorite concert, of which somebody that people might know who they actually are, is I saw Weird Al.
Oh,
really? At the State Fair when I was a kid, and
that's fun.
It was a really fun show.
Yeah.
I like that.
I can imagine that would be entertaining. It was just like a regular concert, but he sang all of his parodies.
Sang all his parodies. It all costume changes. Like he came out in his big, like Michael Jackson fat suit and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
That's fun. That'd be interesting. It'd be an interesting experience. Chris is, I'm sure, Googling who is the guy. Yeah, who's the guy that plays a UFO football game? So was born in Oregon. Apparently, it's famous. It's definitely not Ed Sheeran. He's from not Oregon.
I swear it's a name that's like that, but
it's a name like Ed Sheeran.
Maybe he's from Portland.
I'm telling you, it's Philip Phillips.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Chris, did he already go? Did Chris
go? I haven't gone.
Stop Googling. What's your
Google? Look it up for me.
Oregon singer, go.
I think like Dan was talking about experiences was probably George Strait. We had front row tickets to George Strait.
Ooh,
that was pretty fun. And at the Rose Garden.
Nice. And that'd be cool.
Taylor Swift opened for him.
Back really?
When she was
country.
You've seen Taylor Swift.
T-Swift.
Ronnie Millsap was the other opener. He was real good. He's the blind guy that sings. Mm, he's good. It was him and then Taylor Swift and then George.
Nice.
Yeah, front row. T-Swift. It's funny. Ashley bought me tickets to surprise me for my birthday or something. But then I also bought tickets with my buddy Zach, like front row tickets. And so we had to sell her tickets because hers were like sixth or seventh row. And me and Zach were like, we got front row tickets.
Did you take Ashley with you at least?
Yeah, it was for four. There was four of us.
Oh, okay.
So
it made me sound like you got rid of her tickets and you went with Zach. Like, that's what I thought.
Well, I mean, I would have for front row George Strait. We also did Alan Jackson. He was really good.
Nice.
Travis and I did a really fun one when we were in high school. Right after high school, when we were both freshly broken up and sad emo boys, guess who we went and saw?
Big and Rich.
No.
Oh, no.
Coldplay.
Coldplay? Get out of here.
That was a great show.
You know Coldplay? Amy loves Coldplay.
That was a fun night.
That was a fun night because we went out to dinner and went and played miniature golf somewhere and went to the concert.
Did you all get into Floater? Because that's an Oregon band that so many people like.
What?
No?
Okay. Came to Floater?
Get into the band called Floater.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Back when I worked in football, we went to a bowl game.
Was this either before or after Butter on the Back?
This was after, I think.
After Butter on the Back.
Was this at Oregon State?
This is at Oregon State. We were at the Sun Bowl. God, nice. 7 years ago. And they had a halftime show, and it was Rihanna.
At the Sun Bowl.
At the Sun Bowl.
Really?
And it was like 2 years later that I heard the song again. And I was like, why do I know this song?
Okay.
It oh, got she like, performed at some crappy.
It blew up. It blew up and got famous. And then you're like, oh, Rihanna. Diamonds. Is that what it was?
Umbrella.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Matt was fun when he worked at Oregon State because he would always get tickets to all the games.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so we would go whenever, because he was friends with all the people, like, because they're all a bunch of nerds together, all the film guys.
Yeah,
and so we were always able to get tickets to Oregon games, mm-hmm. like two or three different Oregon games every year. Except it was always sitting in
Oregon
the,
or Oregon State?
Oregon. Ugh. Because he always was at the Oregon State ones. But listen, you might not like Oregon, but it's pretty fun going to Autzen.
No, they, it's not. They do it good there.
No, Autzen is pretty sweet.
No, of all the stadiums I've been to, they do it.
It's terrible.
They do it good.
But it's when you're sitting in the visitor section, though, it's not as great.
Yeah, I can imagine.
when they're like playing.
Okay, Nevada. So we've got.
Speaking
question.
Of football, how about those Beavers in their new stadium?
It's not built yet.
I know. Are they gonna have it done?
I do
all
think
season?
This is funny. Mm-hmm. No, next season. I think it's funny that they're talking about we're 200 seats away from a sellout. And half the stadium is closed.
Yeah. You they're selling it real well.
They yeah. heard on the, I heard that on the radio show. They're like, this game is almost guaranteed to sell out.
It's about small wins in life, okay?
And it's like, what, 20-some thousand seats?
Right? I don't know. It's semantics.
It was funny. So they're all excited
we've got,
that
guess what?
Out.
I got a would you. I got a would you.
Oh.
Are you prepared? Mm-hmm. I thought about it. It took me 2 weeks to come up with it.
Jeez.
Are you prepared?
Yes.
Would you be able to build a cabinet with just your left hand?
What kind of cabinet?
Wooden cabinet. Like a cabinet. Just a cabinet. Open cabinet. No doors. Just shelves. Three shelves minimum.
Like a bookcase? Bookshelf?
Kind of like a bookcase. We'll call it a bookcase for,
can you
for the
use
viewers.
Your right hand or you have
nope.
to lead?
It has to be tied behind your back.
No.
Could you woodwork and use build the whole thing with just your left hand?
Yes. 100%.
So since there's no criteria of how good or functional it has to be, just does it look like it, then yes. If you want it to look like something you'd want in your home, no.
My left hand just flops. Let's say around. It has to hold two books a shelf.
Two books a shelf? That's
for
enough.
How long?
That's nothing.
Well, I'm looking at these giant books on your.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
it
I
has
could,
to be able to hold books.
I could build one that would hold books.
Left hand. Like
it wouldn't be pretty.
I feel like it wouldn't be too hard just to line it up. And
well, because
just
I would just use like I would just use like 1x6s or 1x8s and cut them on the miter saw with one hand and then just glue nail together.
Challenge,
yeah.
Because I won't use screws. I would just use wood glue and then brad nails.
Yeah, I think it didn't have to look pretty. We could totally.
Because it's
do
not
it.
Like we're pocket screwing or doing crazy.
I mean, if you want it to fall apart, you want it to fall apart.
But well, you didn't say anything about criteria. Oh,
so you could do
wood glue would be holding it together.
You could do the challenge. And then you could see which one could hold the most weight.
Mm.
I feel
put
like
a little bit more weight on it every time. See,
it would be
first.
It would be too hard to do like a sheet of plywood. Like breaking down a sheet of plywood would be too hard.
Yeah,
just because on your table saw.
I mean, if you're not that talented, I guess.
I guess you could use a skill saw and some sawhorses.
Yeah,
but then
how do you get the thing on the?
Well, you could lift it. You could lift it with one hand.
Yeah, you lift a half inch sheet with one hand.
You have to, you kind of like throw it up and use your knee.
You're doing three quarter? Why?
I want this thing to last. I'm winning this competition. We're not.
Yeah, you have to like use your.
I think the route to go would do like one by material and then cut it to make and cut it, nail it, glue it.
Call it a day.
Bob's your uncle.
Okay.
I do know it. I just hate it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a weird thing.
Is that a Murray thing? That's
Bob's your uncle.
Courtney thing?
It's been Irish around. Thing? Everyone says that. Bob's your uncle.
I'm just trying to remember who told me it first.
Probably me.
I say it at work all the time.
Probably me.
I'm like, just do this, this, and this, and Bob's your uncle.
It's got to be a British thing.
I think it's a British thing, yeah.
Should we look it up?
Yeah, probably.
Did we ever find your Oregon singer?
No, I can't find your
Oregon singer. I found an Oregon singer called Oregon, and they have an album titled Oregon.
Well, you let me know. You let me.
At that point, I stopped searching.
You let me know when it's called, when it's Philip Phillips.
No.
Look should up. I know who Philip Phillips is?
Matt Kearney. Okay.
Who?
Matt Kearney. That is not
Ed Sheeran. Matt Kearney, close enough.
I don't know
Yikes.
Who that is.
Okay.
Do you know who it is?
I know who Ed Matt Kearney is, yeah. Anyways, so we've got another fan question to finish out the night. Could you guys believe it? Maybe not. We're a little tight on time. Heck it.
We are not tight on time.
Yeah, our last episode, our Woody's demand 2 weeks, more of or us.
4 weeks ago, our episode was like 48 minutes long.
And
it was
Woody's, our record. And the Woody's loved every minute of it. They didn't vomit.
Yeah, fun much. Fact. It is Bob's Your Uncle is commonly used in the UK.
Hmm. Nice.
And it means as there and there it is. Or and there you have it. Or it's done. So it's yeah, done. You do this, this, and this, and Bob's Your Uncle.
Look at you expanding your horizons.
I say it all the time.
Well, Bob's Your Uncle, and it's time for our next topic.
Is it foyer or foyer?
It's foyer. Don't make me.
We haven't got any new creative words in this podcast.
Foyer. It feels like it sounds like ole almost.
It's fancy.
What was that text message we got earlier today? What did he say?
Oh, I don't remember.
I didn't even remember. It wasn't even a word.
What did I say?
That was most of your text messages require a degree in English.
Was it the previous that was misspelled?
It was edamame or something. Oh, it was pre-made, yeah. It was pre-made, yeah.
But it was spelled like edamame or
something like that, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're the one that can't say dry.
I mean,
your phone keeps changing the word dry to other things.
Alex sent about 7 text messages trying to write dry, but it kept auto-correcting to fry.
It's hard to refute. It's hard to deny that. That did happen, yes. Okay.
I can't even find the word. Oh, tricording.
What?
Tricord. Oh, no, the other one. The epermade. Epermade. I made up 2 words tonight. Epermade and... Trick-ording.
Yeah, moo yeah. You.
Moo you. Okay, so I don't quite understand this so much. The first of it...
I just copied and pasted
it. Is it called her- the... So the segment title is called... games.
I just copied and pasted her text message, okay?
Oh, okay. So maybe that part wasn't was like, supposed to be there.
Pondering.
Yeah.
Oh, it was not as in yummy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, you'll have to ask her.
But that would be an HRM if it was mm-hmm. games.
Or no, the
it
face was a, with the, or the games. Emoji with the hand on his chin.
Yeah, it was definitely a those games are tasty. Games. So like you make cribbage. So Chris has made cribbage boards. I think well-known fact in the woody circle, right?
Yes. I thoroughly enjoy making cribbage boards.
And then so are there other games that you've thought about collectively everybody thought about making via your woodworking skills like cribbage boards? Why does Dan look constantly.
Well, I don't even know what the topic is. You just start talking about him.
The topic is games.
What game would you like to make?
Would you make a chess board? Would you make chess pieces?
Like on your lathe, make chess pieces?
Yeah, like chess and the pieces, a gaming table maybe? I've thought about that for sure, like making a gaming table.
I thought about making poker chips, but then I'm like, you can just go buy nice
for you
play
know,
ones bucks, for nothing.
Yeah. So I've made the whole... checker/chess board.
Did you make the pieces?
At that point, I was like, you can just buy your own chess pieces. Yeah. I thought about like the work that would go into
it. You could just 3D print them.
No, I was going to CNC them out or like do the whole lathe thing depending on the pawns and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is too much effort. I'm not going to do that. I haven't made a full game except for, I think it's called Castle. I gotta have to look up what's called, but it's a yard game.
Oh, I know you're talking about. That's not. I don't call it castle. I call it, what is the heck of the name of that? It's a German game. It's got a castle and then the.
You got a castle. You got sticks. You got some other stuff.
What is the name?
You
of
throw
that?
It.
You made one of those.
Oh, that's not hard.
Well, it's not hard to make, but I tried to make it intricate. I actually made it look like a castle top, and added like
cube.
Well, yeah, whatever.
It's cube.
Cube. K U B E. Cube.
Sure. But I actually went through and I added German. Like a bunch of accents, and it was one of my first things I ever did in woodworking was make a set for
my
brother-in-law and my father-in-law.
Interesting. You should have made a set for yourself. We could play.
Well, now I want to make it better. But yeah. I thought it looked pretty
you
good.
You should make a set. That'd be fun.
It straight up had like the whole straight up like castle top, you know, I feel with like, the little spires. And
I feel like we need to have a game challenge night.
Yeah.
So we can get some like bragging rights going.
Yeah. Cube would be perfect because you could play 2-on-2. It would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can bust out the cornhole that Amy made. Mm. Yep. It would be good.
I've made dangerous things that we play games with.
What is this?
I don't know. It looks like a craft bag.
Is that the game?
Is that how I'm supposed to open it?
Yeah. Well, is that what you're talking about?
It's called Skittle Scatter.
What is...
It looks... Maybe. I don't know that I've ever called it Skittles Scattle. Skittles Scattle? I don't know.
It sounds like the game you were describing.
Probably. This doesn't quite... Yeah, it's got a tall one in the center and then two lines. No. Of these?
You just line them all up and then you throw a bigger one at them and try to knock them over.
It's similar, but it's not quite the same.
It doesn't sound like Coop.
It's not Coop.
Well, I've never heard of Coop.
Coop is amazing, actually. You would love it. You gotta throw wood things at other wood things.
That's what that is. You throw wood things
similar, out in the yard. It's similar, but better.
But it's not German.
It's a non-Americanized version.
This is the Swedish version.
That's just some
nonsense. Skitter Scatter is the Swedish version.
There's like a fancy name for it.
Yeah. So, it's Travis, not. I feel like you're a gamer of sorts. Like, you played a game or two in your life. Is there anything you felt like, oh, man, that'd be fun to make?
I bet he's thought about it, but he's never going to make it.
Well, I know he's never actually done it, but.
Never started. I have this dining table that I've had since college. Mm-hmm. Underneath it, it has a huge, like, drawer underneath it. And I've always had the idea that if we ever replace the dining room table, of turning it into a gaming table. So kind of cutting out the center and revealing the underneath shelving area that's already there. And so they can put the top back when you're done playing. Right.
And then you could do like different. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I've wanted to make a gaming table for a long time too.
Dance
making?
Wait, you've made a gaming table. What happened to that thing?
I burned
it. You put a TV in it.
Yeah, I burned it.
Tell me about, you had a TV in it.
Yeah,
I burned it. What's the TV for?
For digital maps.
Oh, like a D&D thing?
Yeah. You could project maps on it, but it was too bulky and I don't like it.
So it was heavy.
I did build it a little heavy. Next time will be much lighter.
Huh.
Will there be a next time?
No, probably not.
Did you burn the TV too?
No, I didn't burn the TV. It's hanging up on the wall in the woodshop.
It was super fun to play on though.
Yeah, because it was a sunken table and it was a big 4x8 sheet basically. And it had the sunken table and then it had trays and then little things that slipped out for all your paper. For all your papers. Sorry, put it in my mouth.
Oh, you got the duct tape.
But using that gaming table is what made me start looking at my dining room table, being like,
I just always thought because it's so like utilitarian because you could use it as a table and then mm-hmm. you could remove this, like you could remove a centerpiece.
Yep.
And play. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
It's called a vault.
Sure, I guess.
Have you seen those fancy ones I've seen on TikTok?
Yes, they're like $12,000.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. you can like you push a button and a wand pops out, and then you got to touch the table in the right spot.
I've not seen that kind.
Oh, you were thinking.
That sounds like some Harry Potter.
The wormwood ones.
Wormwood ones are nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But those are very expensive. But I don't know. I have a thing against making tables though, so I don't make tables.
Is it just because you're not good at it, or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's nodding that he's really bad at it.
The feedback we're getting from you, your mic adjustments, is ridiculous.
I thought I hit mute.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but there's three other mics in the studio.
Oh, that's a good point. Sorry, guys. Moo.
That's okay.
Dan, it's the right angle now. Now that we're done, it's at the right angle.
Chris, I don't think you had a chance to go. You'll be our final contestant.
What are we talking about?
Oh, jeez.
Games.
Thanks, Woody. It's a good topic.
I enjoy cribbage boards. That's a good go-to. Like I can bust those out.
Yeah, but other than cribbage boards.
I'm just saying. I'm starting. I'm working my way there. The kids really want me to make a Gaga ball court.
What the heck is that?
Have you heard of Gaga ball?
No.
It sounds right up my alley.
So I think it's like, so you're in this pit. And it's a big, you build an octagon. Like out of 2x6s.
I think they played this on Bob's Burgers.
And then you
ask Brooke if it's on Bob's
Burgers. No, she doesn't watch Bob's Burger. They played it at camp a couple weeks ago. But anyways, you're in this big, huge pit.
I think it's been on Bob's
Burgers.
And
then you use a dodgeball, and then you can only touch it with your hands, I think. I don't know. It's either your hands or your... I can't remember the rules, but they explained it to me. But
God, I think it's...
It's funny to hear you say, I'm going to build my kids an octagon.
That's what it is, and that's what they want.
How big is it? You said dodgeball. How big is this thing?
It's like 8x8. You use like 8-foot boards, so you make that into an octagon.
Season 8, episode 8.
They make Gaga Ball?
They play Gaga Ball, and it was a big hit on the playground.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I've never played it, but yeah, the kids...
I don't remember any of the rules, though.
You have to use your hands.
But it requires multiple people, though.
Yeah, you play with like 10 people in the pit. Yeah. And so it's like dodgeball, where if you get hit, you're out.
Octagon?
So you can only touch the ball with your hand. So like if you throw the ball and it hits the wall and comes back and hits somebody, then they're out. Or if you hit them and they don't catch it, they're out.
They're out. Yeah, this is like fun.
And it's only their hand. So it's like The opposite of...
But we don't have any more friends, so it'd be pretty lame with four people.
Four of us? I don't know. Make our wives play.
Make the kids play.
I don't think the wives would want
to. Our kids would all cry. We'd make them cry.
Yeah.
We can make Travis, the little Travis, Ginger Travis.
The most talented Travis.
No. Oh, yeah, you, not him. Will would do it.
Your sponsor.
Okay. He's not paid us yet. Will, I think, would probably beat us all because he's like a little freaking ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nimbly bibbly.
Yeah, Gaga Ball is apparently all the rage now with the kids.
It'd be kind of hard to build a pit, though. Like,
no, because all you would do is...
Just get a backhoe and dig a pit.
No, it's not even like a pit. It's just like you have to build an octagon enclosure. So you would get steel... So we'd make it portable.
You're gonna do a steel.
No. You make the corner bracket. So you bend them, and then you put the bolts through them for the boards, and then so you have your octagon, you know, at one side, and you have the metal piece that the metal.
Is there a steel chair in this or
no?
Okay,
but it's all wood. But that way you don't have the joints are with metal, so that way they're more secure than if it was just wood and you know they rub up against it and it's gonna fall over.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember an octagon in Bob's Burgers, like a little wood. It wasn't very tall, but it was just like you have to stand inside of this.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little sandbox.
Yeah, it's like it's like a couple of 2x6s high.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we should just make it for them.
We should.
Yeah, we're not gonna do. Okay. But they can invite all their friends. When is one of your kids? You got a birthday coming up?
March.
Shoot, that's a while.
We're
going to need that much lead time.
Travis is going to need some time to think about it. Dan needs to research it. And Alex needs some...
You just call me 2 hours ahead of time. I'll show up.
We'll just call up Amy and she'll just build it.
Yeah. Amy. She'd knock it out.
Can you customize it for us?
Yeah.
With all the children's names?
Yeah, it would look good. Hey, guess what? Dan, you got any... jokes? We got celebrity jokes from Chris?
Yes.
Chris has got a celebrity joke. He's just warming up our ear holes for your jokes, Dan.
Where do you go to learn how to make a banana split?
Sunday school.
I mean, that has to
be. You can't out dad if joke the dad put, joking.
That has to be.
The air right. on the face there.
If you put ice on a hot dog... Does that make a chili dog?
I mean, that's kind of funny, but...
I feel bad when I just rip the jokes right out of your mouth.
No, you're fine.
But you know, you've done it to me enough times, I don't care anymore.
Do you remember 2 weeks ago when you said that I'm the positive thing?
Yeah,
This is how you repay me?
Yeah, remember those jokes that I told you ahead of time and then you stole and said they were yours?
Listen, that was once, and that was your own thing.
Linda, listen. Okay, Dan, your turn.
All right.
Give us some jokes.
Some trees are committed to one romantic relationship at a time. They practice mahogany.
I want to laugh so bad, but I can't. All right. That's the one that I wanted to laugh to, but I just couldn't.
I've been
waiting
on that one for weeks.
I was like, I couldn't quite.
I thought it might land here. But we don't really talk about woodworking anyways. So, did you know that garbage men don't get actual training? Apparently, they just pick things up as they go along.
That's pretty good. That's wholesome. I like it. I like that one. I'm not laughing.
That reminds me. It's garbage day. I need to take the garbage can tonight.
Is your garbage day on a Wednesday?
Thursday.
Yeah. I was putting my garbage out tonight when you picked me up.
Oh, today is Wednesday. Mine's on Monday. You guys are weird. All right.
The creator of the umbrella was going to call it just Brella, but then he hesitated. Umbrella.
I have a book of jokes. I'll give you.
All right,
it's pretty good.
Wait. Is that like the games?
That's exactly.
No, that's not like a. That's not an It's a
umbrella.
All right, games. We're just gonna go. I got two more, and we're done. So I'm just
two more, and you're retiring forever.
I'm retiring for the night.
Oh, the night. Okay.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, because we only record one episode at a time. Anyway.
What state is known for its extra small soft drinks? Minnesota.
I like it.
Speaking of Minnesota, is John back yet?
I don't know. He's been too busy fishing.
What a random question.
Well, our friend goes fishing in Minnesota for a month every August.
He would just be leaving. Okay. That's the month of September.
That's a good point.
Okay. Why?
Well, that's right. I haven't heard from him.
We're really not good at
people
calendars.
Don't care about that, this conversation, Chris.
Okay.
Nobody cares about your dad jokes either.
I do when they're good.
Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road? Because it got stuck in a crack.
I like that one.
I'll give you that. That's a pretty good joke. Ha ha ha.
Oh.
That's my laugh. You're, I'm trying new laughs.
I didn't like that.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. You don't like it?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we've done the whole Sunday school one in an early episode.
No, we haven't.
Are you recycling jokes now?
How dare you?
We're 28 episodes in?
What do you call the Swedish Navy?
Scandinavian. Now that is a funny joke, Chris.
I hate you guys.
That is a funny joke.
Aloha.
Why?
Okay.
All right. This is the final dad jokes. And maybe my final episode ever.
Whoa.
Oh, are you got another joke?
I'm just hard quitting.
He's out.
He took his headphones off.
All right. Peace.
All right. With that, I appreciate you all listening with your ear holes, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you all.
See ya.
Peace out.